Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. We take a look today at the first book of Kings, chapter 21, verses 1 to 16. Naboth, the Jezreelite, had a vineyard in Jezreel, next to the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. Ahab said to Naboth, "Give me your vineyard to be my vegetable garden, since it is close by, next to my house. I will give you a better vineyard in exchange, or if you prefer, I will give you its value in money." Naboth answered him, "The Lord forbid that I should give you my ancestral heritage." Ahab went home disturbed and angry at the answer Naboth the Jezreelite had made to him. "I will not give you my ancestral heritage." Lying down on his bed, he turned away from food and would not eat. His wife, Jezebel, came to him and said to him, "Why are you so angry that you will not eat?" He answered her, "Because I spoke to Naboth the Jezreelite and said to him, 'Sell me your vineyard, or if you prefer, I will give you a vineyard in exchange.' But he refused to let me have his vineyard." His wife Jezebel said to him, "A fine ruler over Israel you are indeed. Get up, eat and be cheerful. I will obtain the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite for you." So she wrote letters in Ahab's name, and having sealed them with his seal, has sent them to the elders and to the nobles who lived in the same city with Naboth. And this is what she wrote in the letters: "Proclaim a fast and set Naboth at the head of the people. Next, get two scoundrels to face him and accuse him of having cursed God and king. Then take him out and stone him to death. His fellow citizens, the elders and nobles who dwelt in his city, did as Jezebel had ordered them in writing through the letters she had sent them. They proclaimed a fast and placed Naboth at the head of the people. Two scoundrels came in and confronted him with the accusation, 'Naboth has cursed God and king.' And they led him out of the city and stoned him to death. Then they sent the information to Jezebel that Naboth had been stoned to death." When Jezebel learned that Naboth had been stoned to death, she said to Ahab, "Go on, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite that he refused to sell you, because Naboth is not alive but dead." On hearing that Naboth was dead, Ahab started off on his way down to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite to take possession of it. Brothers and sisters, evil sometimes reigns in us, doesn't it? It tries to lead us in a direction we don't want to go. Or we find it, "Well, I'll give it a try," or something like that. Please, don't listen to those thoughts that come into your mind. Don't do that. Turn to the Lord and say, "Lord, show me the way to go. You help me." God will take care of the enemy. If you fix your eyes on the Lord, God will show you the way. I don't mean it'll be instantaneous, but it will come. He wants to see if you will be faithful to him and trust him and walk with him. Psalm 5 says, "Lord, listen to my groaning. Hearken to my words, O Lord. Attend to my sighing. Heed my call for help, my King and my God. At dawn, I bring up my plea expectantly before you. For you, O God, delight not in wickedness. No evil man remains with you. The arrogant may not stand in your sight. You hate all evildoers. You destroy all who speak falsehood. The bloodthirsty and the deceitful, the Lord abhors. Brothers and sisters, have we said that to the Lord? Lord, listen to my groaning. Please listen to what I'm dealing with. Rather than just say, oh, God, if you hear me, do something. Bring your needs to the Lord. Lay them out before the Lord. Sit with the Lord. Be quiet before the Lord for a good day or two. You can go to bed at night, but during the day, just listen to him. And you say, I hear nothing. Be attentive. Be attentive, for he is there. And then we take a look at the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 38 to 42. Jesus said to his disciples, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. How many times do we say, oh, yes, I'd like to be able to help you. I'd like to be able to help you, but I just can't. I'm too busy right now. Or how do we say, I just don't have any money to give you? Brothers and sisters, if you ask the Lord, if you ask the Lord, you pray for that person. That's the thing you do. That's the greatest source of help that we can have. Even there, just say to them, I don't have the money you need or whatever it is, but let me pray with you for a few minutes and ask God to see what your need is, which sounds pretty good. But let's ask God if he would help you in this difficult time. And believe me, don't expect it instantaneously, but over the next week, just pay attention. You'll be surprised at what God will do. Today is the memorial of Saint Anthony. And Saint Anthony said at some time, he said, you shall love the Lord your God with your whole heart. Note well that Christ says your whole heart. He doesn't leave a corner of your heart for yourself, but bids you to offer the whole heart to him. He bought the whole of you by giving his life, whole self, for you, that he alone might possess every part of you. Do not try, like Ananias and Sapphira, to hold back any part of yourself, or else, like them, you will lose all. If you really wish to have the whole, then give it all to him, and he will give you all of himself. And thus you will have nothing of yourself, and yet will have him and yourself besides. Brothers and sisters, God so loves us. And he says to us, as Saint Anthony of Padua said, you must befriend one another as Christ has befriended you to the honor of God. See indeed how Christ became a friend of all. He received the blind to give them light, the lame to make them walk, the lepers to cleanse them, the deaf to restore their hearing, the dead to give them new life, the poor that he might preach the good news to them. So must we befriend one another. If your neighbor is blinded by pride, give him light as far as you can by your humility. If he is afflicted with leprosy of sin, cleanse him by the word, an example of a holy life. If he is deaf from avarice, set before him the example of the poverty of Christ. If he is dead from gluttony and drunkenness, your abstinence may help restore him to life. In this way, the poor themselves, in turn, preach the gospel and the life of Christ to others. Today, Christ stands at our door and knocks in the person of his poor. It is to him that we open when we give aid, when we give ourselves to those in need. For he tells us plainly, when you did this to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it to me. When a crystal is touched or struck by the rays of the sun, it gives forth brilliant sparks of light. When the man of faith is touched by the light of God's grace, he too must give forth sparks of light in his good words and deeds, and so bring God's light to others. Brothers and sisters, God wants to love through us. He wants to reach others through us. People say, oh, I never go to church, or such and such happened to me when I was at church, and I've never gone since. Brothers and sisters, help others when you encounter them. Say, tell me your story, because God wants you with him. God loves you. God wants you to know how dearly he loves you. Please don't shut the door to him. Please don't be deaf to him. Please turn and say, Lord, I've been far away from you. I want to try to come back. Will you help me? And you know what? Just pay attention. Somebody will say something. You'll read something, and there he'll be. You'll say, oh, that must be what God means. And you find that God loves you. He loves you dearly. He always goes out looking for you. So please, with all your heart, open yourself to God. Listen to him. Wait for him. Learn how to wait, and God will come to you. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.